Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Allow me to thank you for guiding the meeting and the panelists for the information they have provided to us. Indeed, it is very confusing, as my colleague from Kazakhstan has said, but my question is directed to Lieutenant Colonel Brown, and I'm picking from what he said earlier. Things that cannot be codified, therefore cannot be automated, is what he said. And from this point, my understanding is that codification therefore requires a lot of data, information. And my question to him is, how is this information being obtained as we talk now? Could we also precisely say that actually before the arms race, there is actually a race for information gathering in order to come up with these weapons? Added to this, I also want to understand from him actually whether these weapons, if codified and turned into lethal elements, whether they are being codified from everyone's perceived environment of fear other than the reality. Therefore, each country or each organization comes up with any weapon or automates any element that, according to that person's perceived environment of fear, can defend him or her. Chair, that said, I want to state that Uganda Full supports the comments from the Brazilian colleague, and this arises from the question we raised yesterday regarding the definition, whether it's too early to define these weapons, and also whether defining these weapons today will exclude other weapons that may come up in future. Thank you very much.